here's what we know, okay? And we're going to talk with Giselle Espinales here about the parade yesterday. I don't feel like really get, like, Klay Thompson's going to the Mavs. Isaiah Hartenstein going to OKC. We know Paul George. When it comes to the Panthers, Ryan Lomberg, gone. But Sam Reinhart back. Brandon Montour, gone. But Dmitry Kulikov back. Oliver Ekman-Larsson, gone. Anthony Stolarz, gone. But anyway, there's a lot of movement. But I want to talk about yesterday. I want to celebrate what happened yesterday because I thought it was just, I mean, fun beyond belief. And Giselle was out there for NBC6. So she's going to join us now on the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. Giselle Espinales, sports anchor and reporter, NBC6 here in Miami. She was there early in the morning, as everyone covering it had to be, to late in the afternoon, and it was pouring rain for much of it. Giselle, what was it like? Like, what if I said to you, just give us a synopsis of what it was like yesterday, what was it like?
Sorry, Hawk, I can't hear you because I still have water in my ears. That's what it was like. It was a party, but probably one of the most dangerous parties I think I've ever been to, even work-wise. It was crazy. Just a
did you think it was going to be? Did you think the parade was going to be canceled at one point? Because at one point, I'm looking at like tweets from George Richards, and it's like, man, there's lightning and thunder, but they just were determined to barrel through that, I guess, huh?
I didn't think it was going to be canceled, and I do think it was funny that George Richards and even my own husband, who were in this like metal contraption where the main stage was, I guess, like were in front of the stage, like they felt more protected than the rest of us media people who are out in the open. I'm here with like an umbrella thinking like, can an umbrella save you from lightning strikes? When I tell you that people did not care, I was just like, all right, I guess I'm going to be with the people. When it got really bad, when that first cell started coming through, like I went underneath with tents. People were trying to offer me beer saying that I'll feel much better if I have a beer. And I was like, hit me up after I'm done with work because I'm still working right now. It was, I don't know if that was the epitome of what South Florida sports fans are like, but I'm telling you, if I was a fan, I'd still be out there too, because it was really fun to see. And people were still doing push-ups in the lightning. When lightning was striking, I felt like was what felt like was right next to us. People were push-upping. They were drinking out of the cups. Even little kids were drinking water out of these fake Stanley cups. It just kept going. It was nonstop.
And just like the passion was there, because we always get criticized for our fandom down here and, you know, oh, it's a party. They're going to go to a party. But there were Panther fans out there. There were people that's been riding this franchise for 31 years that were waiting for this, right?
There were legit Panthers fans, Crowder. And I'm telling you right now, because there was people that I saw, and, you know, I don't want to say elderly because I don't know how old they were, but they were sitting there. They were in the middle of this monsoon, too. They were like, you know, we're going to witness history. So many people from the stretch of Elbow Room, even when I walked there, and everyone always says that we get here late to stuff. People were there before me, and I had to be there extra early just because I had to be set up at a specific time. And they were already drinking at Elbow Room. They were everybody with their jerseys, the shirts getting sold on the side of the streets that were like not sponsored by the Florida Panthers. So, you know, when you have bootleg merchandise, it's going to be a real deal. And that's how everyone felt, because it was, I'm telling you, people were just so excited, and everybody knew that there was rain coming. Well, I prepared for sweat because I'm thinking like, well, what's rain? You know, 5 minutes later, then we're all sweating in sunshine. No, it was rain the entire day. And there was people out there with no umbrellas, nothing. There was tents set up, just walking through, having a great time. So I hate when people say, like, people don't care, whatever. No, they were there. They were on there. Even if it was lightning, they were still out on that water. It was crazy.
Yeah, I think South Florida kind of made a statement. I think the Panthers kind of ingrained themselves into the sports hierarchy in South Florida yesterday, if there was ever any doubt, because you had so many reasons not to go, right? Because the rain was going to come. Then the rain came. No one left. There were still 100,000 people there. And it was, you know, it, to me, it was like this coming out moment for the Panthers. It also makes me think, Giselle, about what it would be like if our Hurricanes or the Miami Dolphins were to win a championship, like just how crazy this city would be. But hold on, before we talk about that, I want to ask you, do you have a favorite moment from yesterday? I watched your coverage, by the way. NBC6, I believe, is the only channel that did not bleep out Paul Maurice. Because I saw everything. I listened and I was watching Now, granted, I was watching the NBC Roku feed, so maybe it's different than the broadcast feed. I don't know. Regardless, there were some moments yesterday. The Paul Maurice foul mouth speech, I loved up foul and down. Sasha Barkov shouting out Boca was, just a point that tickled me. And then Aaron Ekblad shouting F you Brooks Koepka was really, I thought, wearing a traffic cone. Do you have that, Solana?
F you Brooks Koepka!
I stepped on it. Play it one more time. This is literally Aaron Ekblad walking out on stage. He's wearing a traffic cone, and these are his first words.
F you Brooks Koepka!
That is, I mean, so did you have a moment that'll like stick with you for the rest of your life, Giselle?
Besides being in the middle of a lightning storm, I am honestly shocked and so impressed by the speeches. That's not, you know, when people think of hockey, when you're thinking of like the toughest of the sports and things like that, I think obviously they are, but everyone always thinks of football first, how people party for tailgate parties. When those speeches, the first thing that went through my mind, and I am a big Heat fan, when I tell you through and through, I was like, Eric Spoelstra could never. And that's when I knew Paul Maurice was an absolute legend, because I have never, first of all, I'm assuming he was hammered, which was even better, because normally, you know, people
so hammered. He was beyond hammered.
It was, and then also seeing the personality of his cats on his shirt, I'm like, we got a legend and a cat lover. I'm like, who gets these kind of speeches? And honestly, being around this team as they partied on the ice, going through the parade and everything, I think this will forever be something I will remember, not just professionally, just personally, because seeing the personalities, when everyone always thinks of, you know, Sasha Barkov, this quiet captain, no, he was so fun to watch, so fun to see be drunk, and the speeches were just so incredible. I'm actually glad, maybe it was the Roku, because I'm pretty sure on the broadcast channel they were bleeped, but I'm glad on the people got the real sense of it, because we can't even tweet. There's no reception. So we're like, wow, is everybody being able to see this and hear this? Because it truly was epic.
Giselle, who won it? I know you brought up Barkov, Ekblad with the cone thing was hilarious. Paul Maurice went in. Who won it? Who owned the stage the best that afternoon?
Besides Paul Maurice, I do have to say a little shout out to Sergei Bobrovsky, because the fact that he can silence us all those fans, All he did was put up one finger up and everybody went quiet. And I'm telling you, it gave me chills, because I'm like, how is it that this goalie, who is known as to be this, you know, the brick wall, this focused, determined guy, got everybody to just be quiet and just listen to what he had to say. And I think that's more powerful than everything else, with the curse words, with all this stuff, him just reminiscing of, like, it felt like you could see his personality. And some of the best tweets I saw is like when he had his jersey off and everyone's like, whoa, we didn't know he was capable of that. These six packs of a goalie, they're always in all this, like in all their gear. And that to me was so powerful in general, because it takes a moment to really reflect. And I think that's what he wanted, to everyone just reflect through of like what everybody was celebrating, knowing, and, you know, Hockey mentioned it earlier, how this team won't be the same, but to remember this team in its moment as it was happening on that stage.
I think you're exactly right. That's to me exactly what happened. So Paul Maurice was reflective, I believe, the moment that they won the cup, and you saw the interviews post game, and he talked about his dad, you know, and his dad's name will be up there with other great names. And he talked about, you know, 30 years. But I think Sergei Bobrovsky was reflective yesterday. That was like, he told you the date that he signed with the Florida Panthers. And obviously it wasn't the easiest stretch for him. There were many times where you're like, oh my God, they overpaid for this goalie. And what's it going to look like towards the end? And so I think he was super reflective. To answer your question, Crowder, talk about stealing it. I hate to say it, because he's no longer a Panther. Ryan Lomberg, not the stage, but the parade. Ryan Lomberg stole the parade, right? Because he's shirtless, he's drinking, he's hammered. He did not have a shirt on, correct me if I'm wrong, Giselle, from last Monday when they won the cup to yesterday afternoon. He did not own a shirt.
We gotta remember the moment of the stripper pole at 11, because
he was on the stripper pole at 11.
What?
So I don't know if it was a way to flex his muscles, because we know how, I'm sure it's hard to be up on these poles. I have no personal experience on my end, but seeing Ryan from that moment as he was in 11 and then throughout the parade, he came up to where we were by the stage, and these fans that were waiting, that they didn't care what the weather was like, and he's out there shaking hands, drinking cups out of drinks, who knows what was in them. We don't know if it was backwash, if it was rainwater, whatever it was, he didn't care. And I think he enjoyed every single bit of it. It felt like we were enjoying those moments with him. The crowd surfing is what kills me, because you're giving the trust to people who are also drunk and have been partying too, to keep you lifted up. And he looks like he had every single bit of fun on the stage, in the crowd surfing, throughout that road with the fans. And that's what makes it special. And I think that's what makes this celebration special in general, because so many people have asked, like, what would happen if the Dolphins win? What would happen if, like, again, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, I just don't see players getting like this with fans. And I might be wrong, but this is the most I've seen players that didn't, like, it doesn't matter what situation they were in, they've been with the fans, partying with them. And that's what makes the Stanley Cup, the trophy itself, so great too, because people drinking out of that cup, like, just memories that people are going to have forever. And that's so cool.
It is unique to hockey. It really is. Cause you don't see, I don't think fans don't celebrate with the Larry O'Brien trophy, do they? Nobody brings it around play. Like, the Stanley Cup really is unique, cause it's super interactive with the fans. It was a great day yesterday. Great run to the Stanley Cup. It was just, everything was great. So Giselle, are you going to take some time off now? Because you have literally traversed North America for 2 months now, and you worked your ass off yesterday. Are you watching on ESPN right now? Panthers coach Paul Maurice wears a special shirt. What's so great? And pictures of his cats on it. Are you going to take some time off now?
What is time off, Hawkins? You know, sports is never really time off. But yes, I'll take a couple of days off and then get back at it, because believe it or not, we have the Olympics on our air. Dolphins is coming up too. And it's like, it just never stops. And all these changes and trades, like, what's going to happen? Everyone's mad at Pat Riley because he's not doing anything either. And everyone's like, just chill. Things will happen. Things will come through all of this. And hopefully it all gets figured out for the rest of the teams.
Giselle, if you had an opportunity, would you have drank out of the Stanley Cup?
If anything, I'm mad, Crowder, that I haven't been able to drink out of it. Absolutely. I wish I'm such a grandma. I was supposed to go to the club and try to go to that celebration that we knew the players were going to go to, but I'm already home at 9:30. I'm already in pajamas. How am I supposed to push myself to midnight to go out there and try to drink out of this cup? And I should have done it. I regret, that's the only thing I regret not doing, but I've had special memories on my own. But I'm telling you, if I had a chance, I would absolutely drink out of that cup, as much as how many mouths and things have been on that thing. The only thing I do wish I could have done too is also have some pasta, which I did asked Roberto Luongo as he was coming up the stage. I was like, how did that pasta taste like? He was just laughing. So I'm assuming it was great. So
how about a shoey? They're just ranking the best shoeys from the parade yesterday on ESPN. Crowder, have you ever done a shoey?
Was that the last boot?
No, you literally pour the beer in your shoe and you drink it out of the shoe. It's a shoey. No.
The Finns were doing that on the parade float. All the Finns were doing it.
Because I take my shoes off on the airplane and I ruin everybody's day in my section. Now I'll put beer in there?
Perhaps you should pour beer in there instead of just taking them off. Maybe.
Well, my pop was doing it with a flip-flop, so I think it lost kind of like what the point was.
You ever done a shoey, Giselle?
I've never done a shoey, but I'm also very like, you know, I'm supposed to party with like liquor and beer and stuff like that, and I end up having wine, and I'm like, oh my gosh, I am so, I don't know what I am. I'm probably boring, but... Yeah. I've never done a shoey, no.
Yeah, Giselle, you can't put a Sauvignon Blanc in a shoey.
Yes, well, you could. I mean, you can do whatever you want. I'll be classy as hell. I'll be classy as I do it.
Lana, have you done a shoey?
I have done a shoey once in my life.
Yeah. And then is your shoe, I guess it's squishy the rest of the day from the beer.
Whole time.
Yeah, they were just ranking the best Panther shoeys on ESPN.
That's the thing. Like, whose shoes were these? Were these fan shoes? Were these your shoes? If I'm drinking out of someone else's shoe, I don't trust someone else's foot.
No, I think it would have to be out of your own shoe, yeah. Right? I think
still nasty.
It is nasty, but it's even nastier if it's someone else's shoe that you're doing a shoe. All right. Well, go get some rest and relaxation, Giselle. I enjoyed your coverage yesterday a lot, and we appreciate you making time for us.
Thank you, guys. Anytime.
There you go, Giselle Espinales, NBC6.
Man, my IBS just started acting up talking about a shoe.
Never done a shoey, huh?
Have you done a shoey?
Me? No, that didn't exist when I was a kid. I mean, I'm too old to do a shoey. I mean, and my George Halas ones would break if I poured beer in those. They're not made that way.
Them Air Monarchs is overflowing.
They're not made that way. No, that's like a hot thing is to do the a shoey. Like that show. Right. Yeah, that shows that you're like in the party. Like you are in the moment.
That's I've done the beer pongs. I've done like a shoey.
The hot thing.
Take your own shoe off your sweaty, nasty foot. Yeah. Pour liquor in it and drink out of your shoe.
That is correct.
I'm too old now. That's just disgusting. I would leave the party. Check, please.
That's probably how Jimmy got sick while he was in Europe. He was drinking shoeys.
That's exactly how I got sick.
Check, please. They're shoeying.
It'd immediately be on Nike.com on the app getting new shoes.